Well, I'm glad you could join me. Today, I'm going to provide you with my comments on the budget targets that were released earlier this month by the legislature. As usual, I have a few PowerPoint slides to help reinforce my comments. Starting with slide two, there is one thing that I need to really emphasize. That is, there is a huge difference between a budget proposal and budget targets. A budget proposal contains significantly more details than budget targets. The governor's budget proposal is over 1,300 pages. In contrast, the budget targets each consist of only 2 pages, a 1-page press release and a 1-page spreadsheet. Without details, it's just plain impossible to fully evaluate these legislative budget targets, so I can't give you overall conclusions. Turning to slide three, budget targets do, however, have a purpose, but that purpose is essentially to set overall spending goals. In other words, these budget targets are simply the starting point for developing a budget proposal, but the actual development is still pending. A budget proposal, on the other hand, lays out all the specific spending details. That's why it's not fair to actually contrast a budget proposal with budget targets. Moving to slide four, these legislative budget targets focus only on the general fund. No information is included for the other funds. Without the details of spending from the other funds, it's impossible to see if there are any costs of general fund services that are being shifted to other funds. As you know from my budget analyses over the years, it's an incomplete picture. It doesn't tell us everything that we need to know, so it makes it impossible to fully evaluate. They were released, and they represent only what I call the checking account spending. They don't include what might be spent on the charge cards. Turning to slide five, however, even though there's very limited information presented with these particular budget targets, I do have a couple of observations that I want to highlight for you. Let's start with the Republican House and Senate targets. These targets contain 2 spending reductions. The first is a $43 million reduction in spending generated through employee contributions to help offset the cost of health care insurance. Employee union contracts, however, do not provide for fiscal year 13 contributions by employees. Plus, the legislature cannot require contract renegotiation. So the question is this $43 million actually feasible? The Republican targets also include a $20 million reduction through government efficiencies, but there are no specifics. Without specifics, it's impossible to evaluate whether this spending reduction can actually be accomplished. Spending reductions within budget targets have to be based upon realistic ideas that can actually be implemented. In slide six, turning now to the Democrat Senate targets, the Democrats claim their target spends $25 million less than the governor's proposal. What they don't tell you is that they are building on a bad budget practice from fiscal year 12, moving general fund cigarette and tobacco tax revenues and a corresponding amount of Medicaid spending from the general fund to the health care trust fund. While this creates the appearance of decreasing general fund spending, it's just an expenditure shift. Moving to slide seven, this expenditure shift has absolutely no impact on the cost of Medicaid services. It simply moves and hides millions of dollars of Medicaid spending outside the general fund. When you put the numbers on an apples-to-apples basis, the Senate Democrats' budget targets actually spend $88 million more, not $25 million less than the governor's budget proposal. But let me emphasize, this is based upon an incomplete picture. I can't give you an overall conclusion because Senate Democrats also have not provided spending from other funds, so we don't know what other expenditure shifts might be out there. In slide eight, I actually take the Senate Democrats' expenditure shift from the general fund to the health care trust fund to what I call a new level. I've developed budget targets for the general fund that reduce general fund spending to just barely more than $5 billion. How can I do that? Turning to slide 9, it's really easy. First, I take the lower of either the Republicans or the Democrats' subcommittee budget targets, and then I move all the Medicaid spending and a corresponding amount of general fund revenues from the general fund to the health care trust fund. By doing this, I can say that my budget targets would spend $1 billion less than either of the legislative proposals. And ironically, I can also claim that Medicaid services will not be reduced. Clearly, this doesn't reflect reality. The cost of Medicaid services have not been reduced by $1 billion under my example targets. The spending is simply shifted, which distorts and creates the appearance of reducing general fund spending. So just to summarize some key points about these legislative budget targets. First is, budget targets have a purpose, but that purpose is to set budget goals. Budget targets definitely do not equal budget proposals. There's nowhere near the same level of detail, and budget targets are simply a starting point for developing a budget proposal. And the budget targets released by the legislature are for the general fund only. They are incomplete. Without spending details from the other funds, it's impossible to fully evaluate these budget targets. So I can't give you any overall conclusions about these targets.
That $5 billion figure that you gave, is that just an example of how you can distort?
Correct. Moving enough revenue and enough spending out of the general fund, you can make it look like your general fund is spending a lot less. And that's why it's so important to have not only general fund spending, but also the details of what you're doing in those other funds.
That was started last year.
It was actually started in fiscal year 12.
Keep it under $6 billion.
Yes, they moved $106 million last year, and that allowed them to keep their general fund budget below that $6 billion level at that time.
That was a Republican thing, though.
The legislature agreed on that, and that was the process they used. And I've said as I've traveled the state, my interpretation of that move was simply to keep within the $5.9 billion budget commitment.
And that's built into the $6.062 target they have?
Yes, the 106 is still in the legislation, so it will continue to be moved. It's just that the Senate Democrats want to remove the rest of the cigarette and tobacco tax, about $113 million, and also put that over in the health care trust fund.
That would make theirs $223
million. Yep.
So they made this move last year for sort of the cosmetic goal of keeping it under $6 billion. But that goal is no longer out there. I mean, they've blown past $6 billion anyway.
That's right. And the key thing is, with those particular types of expenditure shifts, we shouldn't be doing them, because what it does is distorts the numbers, and it's really difficult to pick up a budget from one year to the next and have any comparison, because it depends on what techniques they use to accomplish it.
But didn't they do? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. But remind us what the total budget spending last year was, general fund and special funds.
It was about $6.3 billion, I think, is the number that I computed based upon all funds.
In the current fiscal year?
In the current fiscal year 12, yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like you're saying neither of these targets have any basis in reality. Where does that leave us then to fashion a budget?
Yeah, what's going to be happening, and it's happening currently, and it'll continue to happen over the next month or two, is they're going to start developing the details underneath those budgets. And so then we'll see what really happens, because if you decide a particular technique that you wanted to use is not going to work, then what are you going to replace that with, or is spending going to go up by that amount? So there's a lot of details to be worked out yet, but that's the real key. I think anybody that starts with budget targets will eventually get to a budget proposal. But there's a lot of difference between having that proposal, specific details, versus saying my overall spending goal is here, how do I get there, and how you get there has a huge impact.
But you have to have a benchmark in determining how to get there, and you're saying the governor's plan is the benchmark?
Yeah, and I think what you could also say is the governor probably started with budget targets, and then he built a budget proposal based upon those budget targets. That number of budget target might not have been exactly where he ended up, but that's how he built to get there. You always have to have a goal of what you want to accomplish, but the real key is, can you build the details below those targets that will actually get to those numbers. That's
the tricky part. What would your advice be to lawmakers then to scrap this spending target approach because it doesn't have any
value? I think budget targets are very important. It's just that we shouldn't bill them as budget proposals. They are simply goals for spending, and you give them to each subcommittee and try and build a budget within those numbers. You might not come to those exact numbers, but it's a great place to start. It's just that we shouldn't contrast a budget target with a budget proposal because they're two totally different things.
What's your budget target?
What's my budget target?
No, I mean for the auditor's
for
office.
For the auditor's office?
I remember a couple years ago they were going to cut.
Yeah, right now the target for mine is a status quo.
Okay.
Does the governor's budget do any of this shifting to other funds that you're declining?
Yes. The governor has really reduced the amount, but there is still a little bit of shifting. And what I try to do is bring in all those numbers, like monies put in the healthcare trust fund. I add it to the general fund numbers to give you a good comparative number. So the problem is I know what the governor's done, but I don't know what either the Senate or the House are going to do. So
does the governor have $103 million out of cigarette tobacco?
It's still over there, yes, because
is
that
it
was
the
put
same
in.
Amount?
It's $103 million.
Okay,
right.
in his next year's budget.
Yes,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
In fact, I think the number is $106 million last
okay,
year.
But everybody talks transparency and openness, and it seems to me that in this budget process, the public can't ascertain anything. They're flying totally blind as to what's happening behind the scenes.
Yeah, I mean, there's a big difference between openness and transparency. You can have all kinds of openness, but if you give people all kinds of information that they can't interpret, it doesn't help. You have to be transparent in how you present that information, and that's what I've really been focusing on, is to say, how can you transparently show people what you're really spending? And let's stop these techniques of trying to, quote, camouflage what's really happening. Let's do what's actually happening. Let's present the numbers to the public and let them know why you've made the decisions that you've made. But let's do that in a transparent form. And you can do that very easily. Even if you want to put the money over in the healthcare trust fund, then add it back to the general fund to tell them what you're really spending, because those are Medicaid costs. And just because you move the revenues and you move the spending to a different place doesn't change the numbers. Okay.
It seems like you're not going to be able to, I mean, you've been doing the taxpayer watchdog thing, and then you say you should be doing this, you should be doing that, but realistically, you expect them to listen to you and say, okay, yeah, we should be doing this. We shouldn't be putting out propaganda.
Yeah. I think we will make improvements. I think I can tell you definitely during my years here as state auditor, we've made big improvements in thinking longer term, in doing better things. It's really brought that awareness. That's why you hear people talking about don't spend more than you take in. There's a lot of that discussion going on. People are thinking longer term rather than just focusing on this year's budget and ignoring what the impacts might be in the future. We're doing those types of things. So we've made huge progress on that side. The next step I want us to do is be more transparent. Let's lay it out. Let's show people what we're actually doing. And let's not come up with techniques that kind of camouflage what's really happening. Let's be honest with the taxpayers and show them exactly what's happening. And put your numbers on a comparative basis with what the other person is doing. Let's apples to apples.
Wouldn't you say these two-page budget target sheets are just more position papers than they are?
Yeah, they're really, to me, goals of where they'd like to come out with spending. They're only general fund goals, though, so it's only the checking account. So the key is it's just the beginning process of a budget proposal. The details are going to come, but we shouldn't try and contrast it with a budget proposal that lays out all the specific spending details from both the general fund and the other funds.
Can you imagine a scenario where you would go to the House Republicans, for example, and personally talk to them about those two items that you mentioned to us? Their claim that they're going to get $40 million in savings because the unions are going to come back to the table. And then the $20 million government efficiency, which relies on selling $20 million of public land, which doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Do you imagine a scenario where you would actually speak to them personally?
Yes, definitely. I do that with individual members, and to the extent that I'm actually invited to the caucuses, I would give them the same exact message. And that's what it's all about, open, honest communication. As I tell people, what I'm trying to do is just point out where are the bad things that we're doing, where are the good things that we're doing, and how do we build on the good and get away from the bad and be transparent and open about what it is. Not just giving people information, but giving them meaningful information that can actually be used to evaluate the proposals.
And have you been invited to a caucus?
I have, several times. I have not been yet this year, but I hope after I'm done here that they'll want to hear more from me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.